Yes, once again, it's a Saturday morning. Time once again for you to call in or text in to Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, and he'll help you out if you have any issues with your personal vehicle, your car, your truck, your van. And if you have to bring it in for service, your favorite shop, or your favorite dealer, Dan will give you some idea of what could be ailing. And we always have a busy morning here. So if you don't wait, Dan will be here till about 7:45. Good morning, Dan. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, good morning, Denny Long. Thank you.
Yeah, it's I'm not even going to ask you about air conditioning because given the temperatures this past week and maybe even some more coming this week, you guys no doubt have been very busy with AC issues.
We have been, and of course, during the hot spell, my air conditioning system at home went on the fritz. So
no,
I feel bad for the guys that are trying to keep up with keeping our homes cool. You know, your car is one thing, but your home is an even bigger deal.
That's true.
You can't sleep at night. But
did you get it repaired?
They're working on it. I will get it repaired. He got it working temporarily, a little bit. So,
all right.
No, I'm doing fine. And then, you know, you would step outside this morning and you get that breath of fresh, cool air. And boy, oh boy, does that feel good. What a difference.
Oh, I should say. Yeah, and it looks like we're going to get some relief from the humidity here, even though the temps will still be up there. If you have any kind of a car care question, don't wait, because Dan takes his leave about 7:45 this morning, making way for Jack Farrell. So call in your question or send a text. Again, you don't have to be a gearhead or a motorhead to, although a lot of folks who do work on their own vehicles do get in touch with us from time to time, especially people in the business do. Here's the number. It's not only the phone number, it's the text number, so whatever works for you. If you want to call in and chat with Dan, great. If you want to send him a text, that's good, too. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Got a text from Bruce from Hadley, Wisconsin this morning, Dan, just a couple of minutes ago. It's a 2014 Chevy Traverse, hesitates between 5 and 40 miles an hour, had the plugs replaced, tried gas cleaner, that didn't fix it. Any ideas? Many thanks. Love the show.
Yeah.
That could be anything, right?
Well, it could be lots of things, but it could also be in the transmission. They do have a little issue with their torque converters when the torque converter can chatter, and that chatter feels just like a misfire. So I tell you where I would start is... if it was in my shop, is I would hook it up to the scan tool and see if there's actually any codes stored in the computer system for engine misfire. And if there are not, that I would have a tendency to... there still could be. I mean, it still could be a misfire from the engine, but that would make it less likely if there's no codes stored in there. So... and then I would start looking at some other things. But we have dealt with that torque converter chatter quite a bit over the years, and it's a real deal, and it's very confusing how it feels. It makes you think the engine's misfiring, and it's not.
Interesting. All right, thanks Bruce for that text. Again, 651-989-9226. Let's grab a phone call. I think Bob's calling in from Maple Grove this morning. Bob, thank you. You're on with Dan Burns.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. Say, I've got a 2005 Chrysler Town & Country Touring with... Good. Say, I've got a 2005 Chrysler Town & Country Touring with a 3.8 engine, and maybe a month ago, I turned the car off, and I was getting out of the car, and I heard a noise, and it was the fan was still running, and so I disconnected the battery and went online and did some research, and they said it's probably the fan motor relay. And so I replaced the fan motor relay, and And that took care of the problem of the fan still running. But now the fan doesn't work. Okay, so I replaced the fan heater heat sensor, and the fan still doesn't run even when I put the air conditioning on. Any ideas?
Yeah, you know, I do. The fan relay, it's either the power side of the fan or the ground side of the fan. And without looking at a wiring diagram, I don't know which side it's operating. It could easily be either side, but something's missing, obviously. So the place to start is find a wiring diagram for that vehicle, and you'll find that the power supply comes from somewhere, perhaps the relay, but maybe not that likely. And then the ground side comes from the other side, perhaps the relay or somewhere else. And you need to track that, starting at the fan and go backwards and see when you turn the air conditioning on, the fan's supposed to run. You need to follow the power wire back to see where you're losing power, and maybe it's a fuse, a link, or something like that. That's causing the fan to not work. But without a wiring diagram and a little bit of research, you're going to spend an awful lot of money guessing on parts, and I would not do that. I think if you're comfortable doing some diagnostics yourself, you should do that, or it probably would be cheaper for you to bring it into a shop and have them do some diagnostics and find out where you're missing your either power or ground supply to the fan. I'll tell you that once you have all the information in front of you and you start tracking it back, it usually goes very quickly. So even if you take it in, I don't think you would expect to spend a lot of money to get it figured out.
That's good. Sounds smart. All right. Very good. Ann, you hang on. You're going to be next on the phone. Then we'll pick up on some text messages as well. CCO's Car Care Show every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Call us or text us, 651-989-9226. 69 degrees in the Twin Cities here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located exactly where on Grand Avenue, Dan?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give a call as soon as this morning. 651-228-1316.
And have some coffee or shop around there. Great avenue for all of the above, including Lloyd's.
Yeah. It's so fun, Denny, because all the coffee shops and restaurants and everything are back open. So
yes.
When you are getting your car fixed, there are currently some very comfortable places to go sit and wait and have a snack or have a cup of coffee or a glass or a cup of tea. And it has not been that way for the past year.
True.
If you dropped your car off, you could not wait in our office. And there was no place to go because there was nothing else open. So it was very frustrating. But we're back at it, and it's very comfortable now.
I think I might find something wrong with one of my cars, so I can come over and do that very thing. I'll think of something just to browse through. All right, 651-989-9226. We'll get you that phone number before Dan leaves us today, too, if you need some help there. Ann, we promised, and Circle Pines would be next on the phone. Ann, thank you for waiting. What's your question for Dan?
I have a flaky turn signal situation. Part of the time they work, and then they'll stop working for a while, and so I'm thinking I'll take it in. Well, then it starts working again. It can happen the same day. You know, I can stop and go one place and get back in, and then they don't work.
You know, there's actually the turn signal system is a more complicated electrical system than you would think. And it's got even more complicated with the advancement in technology with cameras and lighting and all that sort of stuff. So they've gotten more sophisticated. But that being said, if the turn signals are intermittently working, then it's probably at a switch type source, which would be the turn signal switch itself or the flasher, whatever the flasher unit is that causes the turn signals to turn on and off the way that they do, or at a connection. And I've seen them all. They're all pretty common. And so I think that if you bring it in, you're probably going to need to get some help, because even trying to locate a turn signal flasher is just about impossible these days. It's very complicated, and without the information to know where to look and how to find them, I don't know that you could do that. So I think you're going to have to bring it into the shop to get some help. But the good news is that you can know that it won't be too complicated or too expensive to do the diagnostic on it.
Yeah, years ago it used to be pretty easy to find, as I recall, to find that capacity.
You know, the turn signal motors used to always, or the turn signal flashers used to always be right on the steering column on just about all cars, and that's just not the case anymore.
That's typical. All right, here's a question I can, a text I can relate to. Is it okay to start your vehicle with the air conditioner switches on, or is it best to turn them off prior to starting? I always shut everything down.
Well, that's not a bad habit to have, Denny, but it's just fine to start the vehicle with those on, because they all have delays built into the system before they would turn on anyway. So, like, for example, when you start the car, the air conditioning compressor does not immediately engage. It needs to gather all the information that it needs before it can safely turn on, and that takes a period of time, you know, a short period of time, but it takes a period of time after you start the car. So things don't, in a split second, come to life. They hesitate for a little bit. And what happens nowadays is so many people have remote starts in their car, so they leave the air conditioner on purpose so they can, as they're walking up to the car, push the button and get things going so it cools off a little bit.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Again, you can call in your question or send a text, 651-989-9226. Here's a 2005 Impala, 77,000 miles on it. Every 12 to 24 months, the heat AC fan goes out. I have replaced it 3 times. It just went out again. What do you think?
Well, rarely would it be. I mean, if it truly is the fan itself that has failed, rarely would it be something causing that to happen. So, in other words, it would not usually be that there's a power problem or a ground problem. But that being said, when you bring it in this time to be repaired, you could ask them to check that. You could ask them to check to be sure that the power supply is a good solid power supply and that the ground side of the system is being completely grounded properly. That would be rare for that to be a problem, but that's an easy check. You know, just with a voltage drop, we can test that stuff to be sure that it's working properly. And then the other thing that I would recommend is maybe switch brands this time. If you've put 3 of the same brand of blower motor in and it's continuing to be a problem, maybe you would do better to switch that up and go to a different supplier and see if you have better luck.
Okay, very good. Dan, we need to take a quick break, have a look at that forecast, see if it's still going to be warm weather around these parts. We'll do that and be back with more of the show here on 830-WCCO. Stay with us. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. All right, Dan, we have a few minutes to go here. Let's see who is sending us messages. And by the way, there's a line open if you want to call Dan before we run out of time. 651-989-9226. Let's see. Here's a 2012 Highlander. New brakes just last October. Well, since March, low-speed braking produces a click or clunk sound in the rear right. Any ideas what that might be?
Well, when it comes to the brakes and a clunking noise, don't hesitate. Go get that checked right away.
Really?
Because something's obviously moving around back there. Something's loose. Quite commonly, the pads, the brake pads, will get loose in the bridge that they mount in. And when you apply the brakes, they click. But most commonly, that just happens once. And actually, that's very common. They'll click once going backwards. And then when you go forward, they'll click back into position and stay in that position then and won't click again. But if you're hearing a noise that's concerning you and the brakes were worked on recently, although October's a long time ago, but anyway, I would recommend that with brakes, you should get that in soon and be sure that they didn't forget to tighten something or something along those lines. But brakes are important, and so you should have that checked right away.
You and I talk about the difference in quality in oil filters or, you know, oil itself. What about brake parts? I mean, are there differences in quality there?
Huge difference. Yes. Yeah. You know, there are certain brake products and manufacturers that we won't even use just because you do a brake job and the parts are cheap and that's all great, but you just end up doing them over again because they squeak or they chatter or they pulsate or something like that. And so brakes are an important, they're, first of all, they're a very important component on the car. And secondly, they with noise and things like that, their performance can be troublesome. And so a brake job needs to be done properly. It needs to come completely apart. All the parts and pieces need to be cleaned up and lubricated properly. And then you do need to use very good quality parts when you reinstall it. And that is not one of the places to try and save some money.
No.
That you're going to end up with a frustrating experience if you try and do that.
Don't cut corners there. Let's grab a phone call before you leave, Dan. Pam is calling in from Olivia, I think, this morning. Good morning, Pam. What's your question, please?
Yes, good morning. I have a 2004 Grand Marquis, and the cruise control is on the steering wheel, and it does not work. And I was just wondering, is that an easy fix that's inexpensive, or is it quite a bit to it, and that would be quite expensive? Just wondering.
Well, if it is those switches or the clock spring in the steering wheel, that can be a kind of a complicated, expensive procedure. But there's a whole bunch of other things that could be causing the cruise control not to work. And of course, nowadays that's a computer controlled system, and so we can get into the engine systems or the cruise control systems through the diagnostic machine and see what's going on while we're driving down the road, see if it's getting signals and things like that, and be able to do some diagnostics that way. But, it could be an expensive component, or it could be as simple as a broken wire or a poor connection. You probably are going to need to get some help to diagnose that. But shops work on cruise control all the time. They're very good at it. And, I think you can be comfortable that they'll get to the bottom of it pretty quickly.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate that. Final question here. A texter says, must a small convertible rattle over bumps and railroad tracks?
Must a small convertible.
Small convertible, when you go over railroad tracks.
Yeah.
Make no rattle.
Yeah. You know, there. Anytime you have moving parts, you have room for something to get loose and finding rattles, and that's one of our hardest jobs at Lloyd's Automotive that we have to deal with is trying to find a rattle or a squeak as you're driving over railroad tracks or things like that. It takes oftentimes takes two people and in and out of the shop and up and down off the hoist, and it can be complicated. But you know, that's what we get paid for, and shops will certainly be able to find what your rattle is and take care of it if that's what you choose to do.
And if you do have any issues with your vehicle, you want to check out Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, how do we get in touch with you guys, Dan?
Well, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. Well, you stay cool, my friend, for the coming week, and let's do this again next week.
Thanks, Denny.
Thank you. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll open the door for Jack Farrell and his wine chat that's straight ahead here. 69 degrees here in the Twin Cities. How hot is it going to be? Let's see. High today near 87. High tomorrow near 93. Again, now 69 on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.